12,464 Coastal Services LLC seeks a variance from the side yard setback requirements for proposed and existing structures. Sections 115.42, 115.74 and 115.183 and 115.185 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the west side of Cedar Neck Road at the Hickman Road intersection. The 911 address is 30430 Cedar Neck Road, Ocean View. The zoning district is GR, General Residential, and B1 Neighbourhood Business. This property is split zoned with B1 in the front and GR in the rear. The tax parcel ID is District 134, Map 9, Parcel 67.00. Specifically, the applicant is requesting a 7.5-foot variance from the required 10-foot side yard setback for a proposed storage building, and the applicant is also requesting a 17.5-foot variance from the required 20-foot side yard for a proposed building in the B1 zoning district. Staff would note that a conditional use, reference CU 2239, was approved by County Council on October 27th of this year for a general contracting business, and staff would note that we have received zero letters of support, zero letters of opposition, and one mail return. Thank you.
Thank you. Good evening.
Good evening. Director Whitehouse, can you please state again what the second variance request is for?
Because the zoning of the front section is B1, staff mm-hmm. have included for good measure, for completeness, a 17.5-foot variance from the 20 and a 7.5-foot variance from the 10-foot side.
20 being for
the B1 element of the site and 7.5 from the 10 for the GR portion.
Thank you.
So that reflects the changing zoning.
It was my understanding that, I just want to check. So for B1, width of side yard is not 5 feet then?
With B1 when it's adjoining to a residential
then
district.
Then it is more specific. That's
so
fine.
To ensure absolute completeness, staff have included both.
Okay.
I take your point.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Good evening, Madam Chair, board members, Council Sharp, Director Whitehouse, and members of the public. My name is Mackenzie Pete, and I'm an attorney with the law firm of Tunnel and Razor. I'm here tonight on behalf of George Elliott, founder, owner, and operator of Coastal Services, LLC, a full-service general contracting business handling everything from plumbing, HVAC, and electrical work to renovations and power washing. Coastal Services has been in operation in Sussex County for more than 20 years. The applicant is respectfully requesting a side yard variance for the placement of a 6,720 square foot pole barn, 32 feet by 210 feet from the side yard setback requirements of Sussex County Zoning Code Sections 115.42, GR General Residential District, height, area, and bulk requirements, and Section 115-74, B1, Neighborhood Business District area, height, area, and bulk requirements. The property is located on the west side of Cedar Neck Road at the Hickman Road intersection with an address of 30430 Cedar Neck Road, Ocean View, Delaware, tax map parcel number 134-9.00-67.00. Included in the applicant's submission are the application with an attachment detailing the 5 criteria for variance, the planning and zoning project contact list, the mailing application form, Exhibit A detailing the property information for the property and the deed. Exhibit B is the survey for the property showing the proposed pole barn. I would like to point out that the applicant is only seeking the side yard variances for the proposed pole barn location and not the 24 by 36 building located on the property, as the deck does not require a variance because it is level with the ground. Exhibit C includes the pole barn and pole barn specifications, as well as estimate proposing the 32 by 210 by 16 foot height pole barn. Exhibit D includes aerial maps showing that the east side of the property is zoned B1 and the west side of the property is zoned GR. The included aerial maps and images also detail current conditions on site. As you may notice, there is not a lot of closed storage on site, and a lot of the company equipment and supplies are kept out in the open, which is actually a lot of the motivation for the applicant seeking this variance and the proposed pole barn on the property. Exhibit E includes the height, area, and bulk requirements for the GR residential district, as per section 115-42 of the municipal code, and the height, area, and bulk requirements for B1 neighborhood business district as per section 115-74 of the municipal code. The GR district requires a 10 feet side yard setback, and as we just discussed, we're also seeking or required a 20 foot side yard setback for the split zoning lot. Exhibit F is a proposal created by Coastal Services LLC detailing the proposed placement of the pole barn. Five neighbors approved the proposed location, including the three neighbors that signed the proposal and the two neighbors that sent in emails included in the applicant's submission. For the record, those neighbors are Norman Justice of 30446 Cedar Neck Road, and Norman actually owns parcel number 59.12. If we could zoom out, please, a bit. I just want to make reference to actually a little bit more just so I can show all of the neighbors that Mr. Elliott actually went out to. Colleen Sagers is the second neighbor of 38384 Pete's Way, and she is owner of parcel number 59.11 there in the back, parcel number 68 and 68.01 as well, both of those. So she owns all the three in the back and on the side. Lynn and Franklin Smith of 38140 Piney Point Road, and the Smiths own parcel number 59.02, 59.09, and 65 over here. Mm-hmm. And then Sharon Strong owns of 38154 Piney Point Road. She's owner of 59.10 on Piney Point in the middle there. And finally, Blair Kirby of 38176 Piney Point Road, owner of parcel number 59.08. So Mr. Elliott did go out and actually talk with all of his surrounding neighbors about this proposed location in the setback. George also agreed to install fencing between his property and the Sagers property, which is also evidenced in Exhibit F as well, and he has received a building permit for this work. There is some relevant land use history for this parcel. The Planning and Zoning Commission approved Coastal Services LLC's conditional use application number 2239 on May 26, 2020, as detailed in ordinance number 2749 for a general contracting business to be located on the property. George has operated out of this site for many years. However, he did purchase this back piece that was zoned GR and then joined it with the B1 zoned parcel. Coastal Services was permitted by right in the B1 district, but then required a conditional use in the GR district. With the approval by the commission, the general contracting business is now permitted on the entire site. The applicant is now before this board today requesting a side yard variance with the intent to construct a pole barn on the property to provide storage for Coastal Services LLC. This proposed pole barn will improve the site aesthetically, because as any items now stored out in the open will now be stored in the pole barn, subject to the approval of the variance by the Board of Adjustment. The pole barn is proposed in the location as a result of existing conditions on the property, including an existing dwelling and building for storage. The pole barn's proposed location allows for greater accessibility so that the applicant's employees can move trade equipment in and out of the pole barn. Essentially, the applicant is proposing this location to ensure that there is a large enough turning radius to get large equipment in and out of the pole barn, especially where there are existing structures towards the middle of the property that could be obstructions for them to actually make a large circle turn to actually store equipment into the pole barn. The applicant is required to demonstrate that the property is unique, that because of such physical circumstances, the property cannot otherwise be developed, and the authorization of the variance is therefore necessary. The exceptional practical difficulty has not been created by the applicant, that the variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood or district, and that the variance will represent the minimum variance that will afford relief. The property is unique as a five-sided irregularly shaped lot with split zoning. The east side of the property fronting Cedar Neck Road is zoned B1 with a side yard setback requirement of 5 but 20 in this particular circumstance. The west side of the property is zoned GR residential district with a side yard setback of 10. As a result of the uniqueness of the lot and the current conditions on site, including the existing dwelling, employee parking, and storage sites, the pole barn can only be located in the proposed location To allow for accessibility to and from the pole barn, the structure is being proposed 2.5 feet from the side yard as shown on the survey. The applicant experimented and measured with the idea of putting the pole barn in another location on the property, but this sized pole barn cannot be placed parallel with Cedar Neck Road because the 210 feet pole barn in length exceeds the width of the property. The property is also more narrow than it is wide, and providing for a sufficient turning radius to allow access to the pole barn is critical to the applicant so that equipment can actually be stored and provided on site. The property's existing conditions, including the dwelling and current setup, existed prior to applicant's purchase of the property. The property is zoned GR and will not alter GR and B1 and will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. The properties to the north and west are zoned GR. The parcel to the east is zoned C1, general commercial, and the property to the south is also subject to split zoning like this parcel. The location of this business is compatible with surrounding uses, with other commercial uses existing nearby, such as a shopping center down the road at the intersection of Fred Hudson and Cedar Neck. Adjacent property owners support the variance and proposed improvement for the property, especially because the pole barn's construction will provide for storage for Coastal Services, which will improve the aesthetics of the property and clean up the junk look of the yard, as many items are now stored out in the open. As previously mentioned, there are 5 neighbors that own the surrounding properties that I have previously mentioned, and all have either emailed or signed the proposal supporting the variance as well as the proposed construction. George will also comply with any agency requirements for the construction of the pole barn on the property. The applicant seeks the minimum variance required. As discussed, the pole barn needs to be located in this location to allow for access to the pole barn for employee equipment, stored items, etc. With that, I would like to end my presentation, and I will welcome any questions that you may have. The applicant is also here tonight as well, if you'd like him to describe any more of the site conditions to get a better sense of why this is actually being proposed 2.5 feet off of the side yard.
Would you like him to come forward and
sure.
Make sure that what you have
yes.
said is agreeable to him?
You just have to state your name for the record and address.
I'm going to swear you in for your name and address for the record.
George Elliott, and my address is 30430 Cedar Neck Road, Ocean View, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Great. Did you hear everything that I just stated as part of tonight's presentation? Yeah.
Thank you. I think it was very well said. I would like to say my adjoining neighbors also have 2 large pole barns. The ones that are right to me, they're, you know, pretty massive size pole barns as well.
And can you also just confirm that everything I said was true and accurate?
Everything was accurate and to the point.
Okay. Thank you.
Any questions for members of the board?
Just wanted to get confirmation. There's been an agreement to provide vinyl fencing down the backside, and a permit's been obtained?
Yes, you got the permit, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Has it already been put up?
No, it hasn't.
There is some fencing on the property that was previously permitted and that exists, but there was another section of fencing on the opposite side.
But it's over on the other person's property. You're going to move it?
They actually are going, we're going to do a license agreement just to permit that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Any other questions? Mr. Sharp.
Is there a well and septic on this property?
There's a well on the property, but it's a sewer.
Where's the well at?
Honestly, I'm not sure. It's down in the basement of the residence. The pump is down in the basement. It's of the old existing house that's there.
But you have sewer and water hookup?
We do have sewer.
Yeah, and pump.
You have sewer and water hookup?
I do not have water, just sewer.
Oh, okay.
Water's available, it's just not
tapped into.
You don't have to hook up. Sussex Shores would be the water company.
So I guess the only thing that I was wondering about, I know your Ms. Pete was talking about turning radius to access the barn.
Correct. It's a narrow yard. It's kind of deceiving with the picture actually. I have one entrance that's really suitable more than the other access and exit. So it comes around like a horseshoe. off of the road on both sides. And I'm trying to think which side.
You go in the right, though, and that you don't always come out the left side exit, though, right?
Correct, yeah.
When we went on site, it was narrow on site, and you come in on the...
Yeah, I would imagine, just looking at it, I'm guessing where you would have the issues with the turning radius would be on the east side of this proposed pole barn.
Yes.
Correct.
Where you've got these buildings on the south side of the property. Is that right?
Correct.
Did you explore other alternatives, such as perhaps an L-shaped building or something like that, that would afford you...
I did in the back, but by the time I put the building in the back, it's going to show me so far, and I'll lose so much, I got the 34, 32 foot plus the, in the back here, there's 10 foot.
And then it interferes, and then it interferes with the other building there with turning issues again that sits. That was the thought.
Are you going to keep the storage containers there?
No, ma'am. I think when I get all this up here...
You're going to take those away?
Yes.
Clean it all up.
All right, I have no further questions. Thank you.
Thank you.
Is that 14 by 32 an actual building, or is it a shed on...
The one's a shed, and that there I wouldn't...
And you could move it?
I can move it, yeah.
Because that, you're... If you leave that there, you're not going to have much turning.
No, it'll be moved.
So you may move that on the back part here?
I'd like to move it to the opposite side, next to the other storage building.
Yeah.
And then, like you said, my goal is to remove the two storage containers and just combine everything. My goal is just for my storage, electric, plumbing, HVAC, and I can build a little carpentry shop back there for the men to work.
Any other questions, Mr. Sharp?
And get my equipment inside.
I guess perhaps just one, if I may, Madam Chair.
Do you foresee any issues? Because what I understand is you've got a fence that runs down the, or will run down the north side of the property. Are you going to be able to adequately maintain your building between the fence and where the building would end in 2.5 feet?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Any other questions?
I got two, actually. On the back, I know it's going to be finished, and there's going to be no doors, no steps coming out of the back.
Yeah.
And on the side, further away from G&A Hardware. I'm familiar with the property. I don't think you're getting a box truck through that little opening anyway.
I do get box trucks.
Through that little area?
Yes, we do. Yeah.
Is there was a tree back there.
Line up because it's been clipped a couple of times, but we get them back there and unload them.
Wow, that's a tight fit, I'm sure. There was a tree back there. Is that tree still there?
Still there.
Okay, that impedes you even more.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you.
No other questions? Is there anyone here in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Operator, is there anyone on the line who wishes to speak for or against this application?
If there's anyone on the line that would like to speak in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star. I do have one person that wishes to speak.
Okay.
Caller, please state your name and your address.
This is Anna McClure. I'm an employee with Suffolk County, and I'm calling in this evening to catch the line.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Is there anyone else?
At this time, there is no one that wishes to make any further comment.
Thank you. No other questions from the applicant? No? No? I will then, did you have anything else?
No, thank you.
I will then close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
Madam Chair, I move that we approve case number 12464 for Coastal Services for the requested variances, or for the variances stated. I believe the property is unique. I believe that the variances will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and that they represent the minimum variance necessary to afford relief.
Second.
Motion and a second. Mr. Corman?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Dr. Carson?
Aye for my reasons.
Mr. Williamson?
Aye for the reasons stated.
And I too. So with a 4-0 vote, the application is approved.